Thank you for all your thoughtful and pragmatic meditation tips. Do you have advice regarding the future-oriented mind? Speculation, planning, considering, obsessing, really, about scenarios. Normal ideas are not working. Well, I think one of the, and especially when one is trying to, and one is recognizing that, okay, I'm obsessing about the future, the mind is I think on a certain level, the the way that, you know, what it how it manifests is not so important as the underlying root of it. So then, so it's like it's restlessness. So sorry, it's restless. It's restlessness looking for an object. Using something that helps to quite directly quell the restlessness. So something like really using a breathing that expands a sense of relaxation and softness and steadiness into the body. Of course, then that affects the mind. Usually, if we just go to the mind, try to control the mind, try to tell the mind to shut up, it really doesn't going to listen. Using the body as a means of relaxing and settling, and it tends to quell that restless energy in the mind. Say if one wants to use a mental object, then using something that, you know, you're so that taking the mind and then dwelling on and directing the attention to loving kindness. And that's that quality of very consciously developing the meditations on loving kindness, of well wishing, and that similarly has the effect of softening and quelling the mind and relaxing the whole system. So those are just a couple ideas, but that's, I think, the main thing is that sense of coming a step back and seeing what's pushing the mind out. (Clears throat)